We learned of our committee assignments this week, Senator.
We did. Was pleased to still be on the committees that I have served on. Those are committees that I am glad to serve on. I'm still on the Judiciary Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, Education Committee, Commerce Committee. I've been asked to serve as vice chair of that committee. And then also a new committee that I did not serve on before is gubernatorial appointments. And I think that's a significant part of the checks and balances that are in government, advice and consent of the Senate on those appointments. And I think the members on that committee that I've talked to take that seriously, that we recognize that when an appointment comes to us, it's going to be in place if we consent to it for a number of years, and a lot of good or a lot of harm can happen in 4 year, 6 year, or even much longer, because many of these positions, once they're appointed, they are allowed to continue to serve even after their term expires unless they are replaced. And so many of these can turn into a decade of service, and if you have put the wrong person in there, then we end up with direction that doesn't help the people of Missouri.
Committees, this is where everything starts. Most likely see the committee start work next week, and that's where the legislative track, as it were, begins.
That's right. We have already started meeting in terms of the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee, but the other committees will begin next week. The calendar is interesting, especially if someone has never really considered what a legislative calendar means, but bills have to be certainly read in. That's called first reading of the bill, and then they have to be second read and then assigned to committee, and then they have to be heard in that committee before they can actually come back to the final calendar when they are waiting to be taken up and debated on the floor. And all of that takes time, and it's defined in statute or in rule as to how long there has to be between each one of those events. So we can't just take up a bill one day, first read it, second read it, say what the committee has heard it, and take it up to debate it. And so the first few days of session are largely consumed by waiting on the calendar, if you please, and then, of course, working on legislation personally and privately, but in terms of what can actually be done on the floor takes a few days.
Kind of serve as a good explanation of what the Senate does. It is the more deliberative body, where the goal here is not to see how many bills you can crank out in the course of a day or week, but actually study all those issues.
That's right. You know, I'd like to think both bodies have that as their goal, but you're right. The structure of the Senate is much more conducive to that. The way that our committee structures work and the way that we work with each other, and also even just the chance of a filibuster, does force you to be more deliberative in order to be able to pass something through the Senate.
Part of your duties were taken in this week with some personal matters and some other things to take care of for folks?
Yes, I was gone Wednesday. In fact, missed a committee hearing on Wednesday in session. I had two funerals back from my district area, so I traveled back to that arena and attended those. Really tragic issues. One of them was a 33-year-old young man who left a widow and small children. Another was a firefighter. You know, these are the guys that really do serve us. I mean, the term public servant applies very easily to them. They're not unlike firefighters, police officers, and military. These are folks that you've heard the phrase that when everyone else is running out, they're running in, and that absolutely is the case. The firefighter's death was associated with a service call, and so he was given the full in the line of service ceremony, and it was impressive. The number of uniformed officers that were there, both in fire and law enforcement, and the number of vehicles, emergency vehicles involved, and it was a very impressive event. I think showed great honor to him and gratefulness to his wife and two children. They have two sons, and it just was a reminder that these are the folks, whether you're talking about any one of those three groups, that lay aside their personal commitment to their own lives, their own families, and their own possessions to protect mine and yours, our lives and our families and our possessions. And we do need to honor them whenever something like this happens and recognize what they do and the price that they pay for the state and for my constituents.